The Man Who Escaped, Episode 7.
Fletcher found an old farmhouse, and the woman there gave him something to eat. Rossi arrived at the Kansas City airport. A police detective met him there and asked him why the FBI was so interested in Fletcher. The sergeant at the police station a few miles away from the old woman's farm sent a young policeman to tell her about Fletcher.
You poor thing,
Mrs. Bentley said to Fletcher after dinner.
You ruined your clothes in the accident. My husband was just about your size, and all of his clothes are up in the bedroom. He died 3 years ago, and they're no good to anybody now. Why don't you see if any of them fit you?
She pointed to the stairway leading to the bedroom. Fletcher thanked her and went upstairs. He found an old jacket and a pair of pants hanging in the closet. When he came back downstairs, the old woman was sitting in front of the fireplace. She smiled when she looked up at him.
You know, you look just like my husband in those clothes. When he was much younger, of course.
Fletcher was thinking about the truck in the barn. He wanted to take the truck and leave quickly. Trying to be polite, he said,
I can't thank you enough. You've been very kind.
The old woman did not understand what he was saying. She shook her head.
Don't worry. There's a truck in the barn. You can use it and bring it back tomorrow.
What do you know about Fletcher?
Rossi asked Wilcox as they drove away from the airport.
Very little.
Wilcox said,
They arrested him on a spy charge a few years ago, but that's about all I know.
That's right. But you know, Fletcher always said he was innocent.
That's what they all say. But what's so special about him?
Fletcher was in Army intelligence. He knew important military secrets. We never understood why he sold them. There wasn't any real motive. And nobody knows who he sold them to. Anyway, he still knows too much. And we have to catch him before he contacts any of his old friends.
As the truck approached, the young policeman stood in front of his police car and waved his arms to signal for help. Instead of slowing down, however, the truck raced past the police car, throwing wet snow on the policeman's face.